want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of
your peace. Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you again, and Greg and I continue to walk with you on this Franciscan path of good news. The path that Claire and Francis both celebrated of peace and joy, of peacemaking with others. And the activity is interesting in that it first invites you and I to open our hearts deeply. And as you've been following us, possibly to begin in particular before the cross, the San Damiano cross that we've been talking about, the crucifix, an image of the Christ, the Divine One, the Incarnate Christ, the Son of Mary, Son of God, our brother, our Lord, our teacher. So much can be said about the time he was in and possibly to parallel it to ours. And that's really where we're walking. So there's a movement in this contemplative movement. It's all contemplative. One would say it's all about being before, sitting with, this in situ with the cross. So let me even pause there, because there have been, as we've talked about it, four movements, and then we'd say, does it end in the fourth? Do we start all over again? Well, the wonderful thing in our spirituality and others, it's spherical or circular, and it would invite us to know that the movement is continuous but not replicating itself so much as unfolding. Spherical, we might say, in the Teilhardian sense. The evolving, the unfolding, the revolution, the re-evolving that's going on within ourselves, the always becoming new again, is part of what we're doing when we enter on the Franciscan path of peace and good news. The joy of journeying with Jesus was that of Francis, as you remember, maybe if you listened to our earlier reflections, when he came before this cross and said to the Lord, "Lord, what would you have me do?" And from this particular image, or the image of Christ in his heart, the Christ in the world, the incarnate one, Francis heard. Francis, go and rebuild my church, my home, repair it, for as you can see, it has fallen sadly into ruin. This movement became many, and it was one. It was this continually opening sense to the Lord of the cross and the Lord of new life. And we've been following a bit Francis's sister Claire, his great friend, and probably his finest student and also great teacher. And she's teaching us movements in a simple line in her letter from Agnes that opens us to this sense of sitting before gazing, considering, contemplating, and then following or imitating our Lord Jesus Christ. Francis might put it this way, let us always make a home and a dwelling place. He writes to us in his earliest of lightings, his early rule to his brothers. Make a dwelling place there for him who is the Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The abiding of the Trinity within us, the enfleshment of God in us, the very enfleshed God who inspirits our life and is as our Father, our Mother God, who says, be vigilant at all times and pray. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're hearing Francis's own words here. Vigilant, be awake, be attentive. You may have heard these words earlier in other reflections here. Hey, tendere, being conscious of, available to, letting the world pour in on us, letting us ourselves be before the very mystery of God's Passover, dying and rising. Be vigilant at all times, Francis says, that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent. In other words, the ones that are all around us right now, and to stand before the Son of Man, which is where Clara's had us in her letter to Agnes saying, be before him who has poured out his very life for you and follow him. So in this passage, these different audio journeys we've been on, you might be visualizing the cross or another way in which your own life wants to open for maybe where it's stuck. So our sitting isn't settling. It's not settling in too long. We're pilgrims and strangers, Francis would tell us. And we wake up to that reality for ourselves over and over again as we stand before, sit before, gaze upon, consider. And then it is all contemplation. All of life is finding our way in the one who has already won and experiencing the unity of ourselves in the activity of God. So Clara then moves in the fourth quadrant, as I name him. She gazes and considers and contemplates. All are in each. And then the final movement, which, as we said earlier, is spherical and spirals out into the world. We follow him. We imitate him, the one who's poured himself out for us. Back to Francis's own words, we live in a world of tribulation and difficulties, so we don't choose to take things on that are not ours, but everything around us is. And the one who is crucified, who is born the Passover, bears these things within us, and that allows us to bear them in our prayer now. This contemplation of St. Clair, this movement, and in the movement of our own day. So we don't get stuck, so we don't settle, but we do rise up in prayer, not to depart from prayer, not to leave contemplation, not to turn our back on the cross that we've just been with, or place before the Eucharist, which is so sound in so many of our deep prayer lives, or a backyard corner, or the room you might be in, or the place where you pray, which is a constant remembrance. It's become habitual. You have a habitus, a place where you dwell there, where you know God is dwelling. Now, though, and in that, is our movement to imitate, to follow. The one who came down from heaven, who entered into the human experience, who enfleshed all of creation, from all time, as we hear in Colossians, who is the maker of the heaven and the earth, Christ. We follow him in the anguish of his own journey and the anguish of today, and the joy of his journey, and the new possibilities of joy today. You might say we take on the cross of Christ, but in doing that, our burden becomes light, Jesus tells us earlier in John's gospel, that the very yoke that we take on in our own tiredness and the anguishing of the world becomes light. I've reflected on this in other podcasts, I believe, and it's beautiful. This is tailored for us, carved out, this reality of picking up and moving into the world, following Christ. Our feet fall in his footprints. We hear this very clearly in St. Bonaventure, and we find it in Francis, that we walk, we place our feet in the footprints of Christ crucified, as he both walks into the world, into our lives, and is taken up in the Spirit into the Father's life, sending forth the Spirit into the world to renew us. So this following really is mega, as we would say today. It's really big, and it's intimate and small at the same time. It's just the next step. Not leaving, but entering. Not turning our back, but going forward. Yes, moving out of possibly a chair or a kneeler or a stance that we're in to let our hearts begin to lead us to the place where we might go next. To an imitating and in imitating Christ, bring his healing power and love actively to the world. Now, it might be going to take care of the toast for somebody who's ready for breakfast. As one great writer says, first enlightenment and then the laundry. So you have other things to do today, but it's wonderful we do them now in and with Christ. And that helps us. It reinforces and then lends a strength and energy to us to think, what next? Where else might I go? to my next door neighbor, to the friend I drive to work with, to the child I have, to the spouse I have that might have struggles, to my own journey, people unmet. Claire is a contemplative, and at that time and now, that often means a cloistered person. And in writing to Agnes, Agnes was looking for a similarly cloistered life, but not because the church made them, but because they entered into a solitude, this gazing, considering, contemplating, that led them to this imitating that was even in their hearts and always in their own steps and paths, moving out, entering into the world, going forward. So closing this little meditation that's gone for a while longer, you might hear with me a beautiful word from Claire later in the same letter when she says, what you hold may you continue to hold, and what you do may you keep on doing and not stop, but with swift pace, nimble step, and feet that do not stumble, so that even your walking and my speaking does not raise up dust, may you go forward tranquilly, joyfully, and briskly, and cautiously along the path of happiness. My friends, we will continue this journey and another reflection, but having shared this, there is no closure. There is opening. There is the joy of the journey, and may you enjoy this one. Greg and I greet you with the mountain community and invite you to continue the path and return to different podcasts that might take you deeper into this walk, or a place where that might open you to the simple invitation to be still and know that God is. Be still and know. Be still and be still and be. Enter fully into this day, following the one who entered fully into creation and into the life of human beings and goes before us. My sisters and brothers, the Lord give you peace from Greg and I and others who are on the path of Franciscan joy and happiness, bringing good news to our world.
We adore you, most holy Lord, Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. As we gather together in this place and throughout all the world,